Yesterday, Israelis staged one of the largest demonstrations since the Gaza war began. Hundreds of thousands rallied across the nation, blocking highways, staging a general strike, and gathering in Tel Aviv's hostage square to demand an end to the war in Gaza and a comprehensive hostage deal. These mass protests marked a critical turning point, reflecting deep frustration with the conflict's toll and the fate of the remaining captives, which of course is always is in foremost in all of our minds. My guest today is Dr. Mordechai Kedar, no stranger to any of our listeners. He's a retired Israeli Army intelligence officer and esteemed lecturer in Middle Eastern studies at Bar-Ilan University. He's renowned for his insight into Arab political culture and Islamic movements. He's also noted for proposing innovative concepts like the eight-state solution or the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. With years of scholarly and strategic experience, Dr. Kedar offers a valuable lens through which to examine the implications of these protests. And I always feel smarter after I've spoken to him. So it gives me delight to actually welcome Dr. Mordechai Kedar. How are you?
Hearing you, Paula, makes everything better.
No, well, this is Kathy, actually. It's not Paula.
Okay, okay.
But that it's fine. It's fine. Okay. I also like talking to her. Okay. Dr. Kedar, you know, the story with the hostages, it's like a hitting a nerve point. Every time I talk about the hostages, it feels like, you know, if you've ever banged your toe, you're going to keep banging that toe on everything and anything. That's how it feels with the hostages. And when we talk about the hostages, so understanding and knowing what you know about the psychological state of Hamas, is there any chance that any of these hostages, A, are still alive?
Well, first of all, I have to correct some details from from this reportage. The number of people who demonstrated yesterday was few thousands only, not hundreds of thousands. Of course, it was inflated by some media outlets.
Yes.
But in the real world, there were much less than this. Not only this, the organizers tried to convince the people to come to the streets today as well, but it totally failed. Nobody went to the streets this day, today. So, first of all, they are diminishing, they are fading, because they know, many of those demonstrators know, that they actually serve Hamas. Hamas want them to do these things. Hamas wants to manipulate them, and Hamas succeeds to send them to the streets in order to demonstrate and to show Israel as if Israel is a weak country, to give it a bad image, fragmented, domestically torn, and this is exactly the picture which Hamas wants to show. But believe me, very few people here in Israel buy it. Only those, you know, useful idiots who are acting in service of Hamas. So this is just for me to put things in proportion. That's one thing.
Second thing,
yes, the hostage problem is a very big problem. Nobody denies. Our hearts and minds are always with them. Yet, what Hamas demand in return of returning them is total destruction of the state of Israel, because first of all they want to remain in Gaza with their weapons without any ability of Israel to do anything about this. They want to stay in power to control Gaza. They want an open gates to Israel for work, to work inside Israel, although everybody knows that the Gazan workers were actually spies here in Israel to see what's happening in this country. And not only this, they want unlimited cargoes of food without Israeli inspection. Means weapons should be put into these boxes of food. That's what it really means. So, you know, between you and me, it's no start to any negotiations, but that's what they want, Israel to succumb to their demands, although they fail totally to cater for the Gazans and to everything. Yet, their strategic weapon is the hostages, and this is why they come up with so many demands. However, and here comes the big however, so far, and we are almost 700 years since the war started, Hamas has not yet given the list of hostages which they hold, those who are still alive and those who are not. They did not give the list. And the question is why? What are we negotiating about? And the answer is that Hamas are willing to keep some hostages who are alive in their hands forever in order to push the Israeli left to the streets time and again and again and again, constantly, only because there are some hostages in the hands of Hamas. This is the satanic behavior of this organization, who couldn't care less about the Gazans, who couldn't care less about their own people in Gaza, and they manipulate the Israeli useful idiots the way they want. And unfortunately, those people are easy to be manipulated, as we see them in the streets.
Dr. Keder, I've seen Hamas supporters around the world shouting that they worship death, right? Excuse me. Is Hamas the same as the people of Gaza, or is it different? I'm trying to make sense of it in my own brain. I do need to compartmentalize. So how do we understand this?
Look, I'm not claiming that every one-year-old baby in Gaza is a Hamasnik. Okay? He doesn't know his right from his left.
Yes.
Yet, since we don't see any rebellion in Gaza against Hamas, I don't have an answer. If they were so much against Hamas because of the atrocities which Hamas brought on them before us, they would do something. Of course, we do see some clans act against Hamas, yet I don't see a popular movement against Hamas. If we saw a popular, wide movement against Hamas, we might have thought differently, but so far we don't see. So the initial assumption is that people in Gaza do identify themselves with Hamas. And to your question about the world, we don't like to see the whole world against us, no doubt. But we are not going to give up on our security and our state only to appease some Islamists in France or in Germany or even in South Africa.
Do you think that there are hostages that are still alive? You personally, do you think that they're still alive?
Yeah, of course. Hamas released some videos of Israelis who are held in their hands. And you can see that they are hungry for who knows how long. You can see the bones out of the skin. And believe me, there is no shortage of food in Gaza. The Gazans are getting fatter and fatter every day, especially the Hamas fighters who are selling the food which is given for free, which should be given for free in Gaza. And they make a lot of money out of it. And only the Israelis there are suffering from famine because they are hungered deliberately by Hamas. They are starved deliberately by Hamas.
Dr. Keder, if Hamas has no intention of giving them back, which I imagine that they don't, why would they keep them alive?
Because they want the Israelis to continue demonstrating against the government and to pay every possible price in order to get to release them, while they are keeping them forever. Therefore, they think, or maybe they know, that the Israeli useful idiots will do it forever, serve Hamas by demonstrating against the state.
And that is where we leave it. Thank you, Dr. Kadar, for your, once again, your invaluable perspective on one of Israel's most powerful and consequential topics. I mean, it's so much more than a topic, isn't it? Anyhow, that is Dr. Mordechai Kadar. I always feel smarter after speaking to him. And, you know, in a world where sometimes, the truth is up on its head, it seems. You know, all you have to do is read the South African media, and it looks like the truth is on its head. And then you actually speak to somebody who's on the ground, and you get the real perspective. So that was Dr. Mordechai Kadar.